Hi, everybody. Well, today is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, and it's August 15th, 2015, so I'm going to clear these numbers here. So here we go. Let's release energy for today with the numbers. So here we go. Clearing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll clear tomorrow's date, which will be the 16th, which is Sunday. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Great. Okay, everybody. So let's do a clearing for people that may have had situations, etc., going on. So think of your personal situation that you're dealing with. And here we go, releasing that energy from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll energize the light beams now. So again, here we go. Bring up your light beams on your monitor screen. And I'm going to energize them for you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Great. Okay, we'll turn it over to our co-host, Ann. So you got it, Ann.
Okay. Hi, Ron, and welcome, everyone. You're listening to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Amatron. His website is creationlightship.com. Welcome, everyone, especially anyone who might be new tonight. Later this evening, we'll be taking a visit to Creation Lightship. So if this is your first time, you might want to decide now and even perhaps write down what physical healing you would like to experience. And that'll be a wonderful experience for everybody. Tomorrow there's an 8-hour healing call where you can spend 8 hours on Creation Lightship, and there's more information about that on Ron's website. So, Ron, thank you for clearing the date and getting us all sort of present and accounted for. I was wondering if we could have a clearing for any having to deal with off people today, like maybe new age people or people that were trying to touch us and, you know, doing double talk and trying to accord to us, maybe clear off the last person that glommed onto us.
Okay, here we go. So if you shook somebody's hand or did something, here we go. Let's release that energy. So 1, off your hands, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So just see how that feels. And let's do it off your shoulders or back in case somebody hugged you. And again, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you very much. And does it seem like all of us and, you know, all our listeners are in the present and on the CLS Now timeline?
Yep, everybody feels pretty good to me.
Great, great. So we were talking earlier, before the show started, Ron, about sort of the energy of the planet today and timelines, and I was wondering if you wanted to talk a little bit about any timelines you think that we could crash that might help, you know, people that might be going through a tough time right now.
Yeah, sometimes those energies do come in So let's look at being maybe in the future, not realizing it, or you could be in the past. So let's first do one for future for people. So here we go, a future clearing, bringing you back here. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we'll do one just in case, you know, you're not in the future, but you're in the past. So here we go, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And let's do one for maybe being out there, way out in the beyondo. So here we go. 1, 2, there's some parallel timelines here, way out. So 1, 2, 3, 4, oh dear, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Well, let's see how that's doing for everybody. So back to you.
Okay, great, Ron. And then somebody gave us some ideas for some good clearings, so I want to talk about those, and maybe we'll do some samples. But first, we have some comments about last night's show I wanted to share. Someone wrote in, Ron, thank you so much for the energetic braces last night. I could feel a world of difference in walking today after feeling so unstable, running into that energy wall yesterday or whatever that was. This was sure helpful and appreciated. That did feel really good. Do you remember you gave us braces last night? And people have already started requesting rooms, by the way, for tonight. And if anyone else would like to send in their request, you may do that by writing to clsquestions@yahoo.com or clicking on the little button that says Fast Chat on the BBS page, and I'll get that while the show is on, and we can go to certain rooms. And someone else, you talked last night about not being able to see stars sometimes, Ron, and how the sky changes. So a listener wrote in, using a camera or a cell phone, even in the bright sunshine, point it towards the sky, and then take a picture and then blow it up and scan it to see small dots of light in the sky, and you'll see them become clear pictures of ships. Many are visible now in daylight hours. Ships are coming in and out of our dimension. And she did say that, you know, a high-resolution camera or a high-resolution shot would be best. So that would be very interesting if somebody wants to try that and see what see if they see what this listener is talking about. That's fascinating.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be harmful to anyone, would it, Ron?
Probably not. No, that sounds like a good idea. Wow. Great.
Yeah, just point the camera up. Okay. So let me ask this question, and then maybe we can think of some more timeline things we could do. Someone wants to know, are there timelines in the spiritual world?
Well, the spiritual world would be, if you're talking about the spiritual world of the aliens, yes, where they're controlling other people, places, things. Now, if you're talking about source energy, then everything is pretty much, the same. So there won't be any courting. So it wouldn't exist there. So hopefully that answered your question. So in darkness, yes. And in source energy, no. So back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. So somebody wrote in and suggested that this would be a good time, you know, because the energy was a little heavy today, to do the magnetic and twisted body clearing. And I was wondering if you could do a sample of that for us, Ron, maybe put one body back into place as you have done before.
Yeah, I'll do number 42 bodies. That just came up. So here we go, 42 body. putting that one in sync. So here we go. We're first going to do the, I've got a twisted body part. So I'll count to 20 so you can actually feel it moving you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. And 1, 2, going further, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 50. Oh, needed to go to 50. So next, here we go. Let's do the... the twisted body, that was getting it into alignment. Now, it could be twisted. So here we go. One, I'll count to 50 again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, this is a little harder. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, boy, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. Oh, man, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, there we go, everybody. Wow. So, back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Now, are our magnetic bodies the same as the 108 energetic bodies that you talk about?
Yeah, that would be, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, so when we clear our emotional body, there's an element to that that's magnetic. That's very interesting. So does that help it kind of attract and attach things to it? Because it has that energy?
The clearing doesn't, it can get it sort of into alignment. It doesn't always get it into perfect alignment when you do the emotional body clearing. That just clears the body. So it could be off at times. It depends how far off you are, okay? Let's just put it that way. And so when you do that magnetic twisted body clearing, that make sure that that body is in proper alignment, because you can still be off by doing the whole lifetime clearing. It cleans up the densities that's in it, but it doesn't necessarily always relate to your spirit. So let's say you did that clearing and it took away 60% of your stuff, okay? Well, the energy is still sitting there waiting to work. So you do the magnetic twisted body clearing, and that will take away the other 40% because your spirit won't be able to connect to it. And everybody's different. It's hard to say, you know, because we're talking about general things here, so it's hard to say if everybody needs it. I would say very possibly it would be a good thing to have. But, do some clearings in addition to just one of the clearings and then go from there and see how your body's, doing. Maybe do a half a dozen clearings and then do the magnetic twisted body one. And I think that one's also on the body jumpstart one. So you may want to just get that clearing and do that, and it would probably be great for you. So there's much more clearings, and I think it's a little bit more money, but you get a bunch of whole lifetime clearings. So back to you.
Yes, Ron, that body jumpstart is amazing. It's a wonderful clearing. I know when you were doing that magnetic and twisted clearing, I felt compelled to stand up and stretch a little, and it really felt good, so maybe I need to do that one again. So then you have a clearing, Ron, for odd harmonics, and I was wondering if you could talk about that for a moment in case we have new listeners and maybe we could have a sample.
Yeah, the odd harmonics is what the dark side uses to connect to you. Everything that's in harmony, in resonance, we'll say with source energy, is all even harmonics. And that's why most people don't like odd harmonics. Odd harmonics would be, you know, hearing somebody play a musical instrument out of tune, you know, it's not in harmony with itself. Maybe, you know, you've all heard of somebody playing a piano and it's not tuned right, and all of a sudden you kind of like, it's kind of like hurts your body, hurts your ears, and your, you know, your face kind of winches a little bit, or, you know, you're writing on the chalkboard at school, you know, in the older days, and all of a sudden the chalk skips and makes that noise. Or maybe you just happen to be sliding your chair across the floor and it makes a noise. Well, that's how odd harmonics. So that's how the dark side works and gets into you without harmonics. And so that's the way that works. The electronic music that used to come out, you know, and I guess when they stopped having the players play real instruments, they went into electronic instruments. That's all odd harmonic stuff too. And even when the CDs came out, and probably even true today, the CDs are all odd harmonics because it's digital. So anyway, I won't go into that, but that's why analog or like real records, you know, always sound better. You may have some drawbacks to maybe, you know, some dirt on the record or something, but it will normally always sound better than a CD because it doesn't put out square waves. So, back to you.
Okay. Okay, can you do a sample of clearing of alien interference? I'm trying to sign into a clearing and have interference.
Oh yeah. I got to do the odd harmonic one. Here we go.
Yes, thank you.
Let's do a clearing here. So let's look at something wrong with your body. Who knows what that would be? And so very possibly it's full of odd harmonics. Because it's full of darkness, and the aliens gave it to you, and they gave you odd harmonics so that the even harmonics will not be present, and you need to get rid of the odd harmonics. So it's kind of like, you know, if you look at odd harmonics, it's like you're being gunked up with something. Where even harmonics, everything flows easily and nicely. So here we go. Another way to look at it maybe is like, you know, looking at a stream or something, and it got clogged up full of residue of sticks and branches and things, and it's just blocked, you know, and it can't flow properly. So here we go. Do a clearing for that. Think of a problem with your body that you're having, and I'll release the odd harmonics from that location. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, and 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That feels pretty good. So we'll see if we need to go further with people, but that feels pretty good to me. So everybody kind of move your body, see how it's working, etc. And if you need more, just definitely let us know, and we'll do that before the show's over here. Because we go to the light shift probably in about 20 minutes. So definitely let us know. Back to you.
Well, I feel very relaxed and peaceful, Ron. Thank you so much for that. So I don't know if there's some way... we could clear some kind of alien interference, like before you cleared us of a person maybe touching us or hugging us. And, you know, it's hard to know exactly what the aliens are up to. Is there some way you could, you know, like take away one alien encounter or something?
Yeah, we could try that. Here we go. So think of your alien encounter. Oh, dear. Here we go. Releasing
I know.
So one,
I don't know why I laughed. It's just...
two. Yeah. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. And ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 20. One, oh boy, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 30. Well, we'll just see what that does here. I got a rock in my stomach, so see if anybody else has some ill effect here. Jeez, we have to do something else here. So,
did we upset
alien
some aliens?
Light clearing. Here we go, alien to light. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 40. Okay. Hopefully that will feel better for everybody. So back to you.
Okay. Thanks, Ron. Okay. A listener wrote in about the odd harmonics. They're saying it's the dirty electricity they are transmitting nowadays with the digital transmissions. They're making us sick, radio waves. So that's interesting.
You're the satellite? Is that what they're talking about, satellite clearance?
I'm not sure. You know, I'm not sure exactly. I think they just mean the regular hour electricity. Do they mean like the electromagnetic field that comes out, or I'm not sure what they mean exactly, but they might know some more science.
Yeah, it'd be good to know if they could. That just came in just now?
That just came in, yes.
And maybe they could clarify that a little bit, okay?
Yeah, that would be interesting, and maybe they have some suggestions as to how we can block that, protect ourselves a little. Though I don't think we're going to get away from electricity anytime soon. We have a clearing, Ron. What is the harmonic clearing called? Do you recall?
I think it's just under harmonics.
Okay. Okay. All right. Then, okay, we have more responses here. Let me see who's writing in. Okay, Nano and Black Magic. I've been getting heavy attacks every day for the past few years. They have these nanos that get in my stomach. They drain my energy, and they're letting entities get inside of them. Wow, this person really knows what's going on with them. I've heard that nanobots are a mixture of technology and black magic. How can this continuous attack be stopped if they keep sending it every day? Any ideas about that?
Really, you don't have any control over what's being transmitted, okay? So that's the sad part. I guess another way of stating that would be you don't have any control on the cell phone towers around you, okay? Because they're there and people are using them. So that's probably how I would answer that question, because if the practitioner stops sending you something, then by all means it would go away. But if they're still doing something to you, then more than likely you're not going to have any relief. Unless that practitioner maybe dies or something. you know, that's kind of the ins and outs of the whole situation. So you're kind of, unfortunately, you know, you need to just keep doing clearings, and very possibly if that practitioner stops doing what they're doing, because you have really no way to even probably know who they are. So, you know, so anyway, that's kind of the, you know, the ins and the outs of it. So you have to know who they would be, and you could tell them to stop maybe, but if you don't know, then, you know, you're going to be going for that ride all the time with that person doing this to you. So that's unfortunately the way it is. So back to you.
Okay. That's a tough one. We do have that nanotechnology clearing. That's really wonderful. Is that something you could possibly do a sample of, Ron?
I could. I don't know where to...
Maybe a certain body part?
...input on that. What should I clear with the nanotechnology? Because it does so many things. I could do... Maybe I'll do nanotechnology for breathing. So this would be similar but not the same as the alien oxygen clearing. So here we go. One, releasing what you're breathing now, which would have the alien technology in it, mixed into the air. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 20. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 30. There we go. That should probably help you out. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Wow. Thanks, Ron. So many samples tonight. I hope everyone's feeling really good, and we still have the light ship ahead of us, so that's really wonderful. Okay, this is a really interesting question, Ron. Someone just sent this in. Hi, Ron. I've just finished the Prosperity Jumpstart clearing. I feel like I've really cleared a lot of stuff. Is there a room on the light ship that can help with that? I feel like my vibration stops my prosperity. Is there a gold room on the light ship that can help with clearing blocks from my body that are blocking prosperity?
No. That's how energetics step down here. That's how mind energy down here. So the light ship will typically help you with physical body stuff, okay? So if you're dealing with like lack of abundance, that's all in mind energy here. Everybody uses mind energy, so you need to work with those energies, okay?
Would that be something that person could request the light being's help? Like perhaps there's something stuck in this listener's body?
There's something in the body causing a problem, yeah. But there's like a, you know, implant or something. That could be released. But everything else doesn't relate to source energy, okay? So you need to get into the energy that's here and do a clearing for it, because you're working with basically the darkness type energies. It gets a little confusing probably, because see, source energy created you perfect and created you not to think. And so you're, in a sense, thinking, or trying to think your way out of a situation, and the situation maybe is lack of money. So you'd have to go in. That's why we have the psychic billboard, and that works with the darkness. That takes, you're just reprogramming a darkness program. But if you have something inside of you doing it, that's a different story. But to you know, get help, you know, the psychic billboard could do that. And also even entities. See, these are all earthbound things. They're nothing that deals with your creation energy. So you need to look at it, is this my creation energy, or is it something that is only on the earth plane here, okay? So back to you.
Okay. Yes, very interesting. So we were never supposed to have any mind energy at all. We were supposed to have spirit energy where we would create, and then our brain, our physical brain, would keep, you know, run the body the way it does, like, oh, move your left arm that way, or open your eyes, close your eyes, walk, would, like, be talking to your body. But somehow or another, humans let the mind take over and become, or let it, or was done to us, and then the mind ends up controlling the body and the spirit.
Yeah, that's the way to look at it, yes, uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, so you mentioned one of my favorite healings. I think it's so powerful, the psychic billboard. And a week or so ago, a listener thank you so much, listener, she wrote in to describe what she was doing, a new thing she was doing on the psychic billboard. And several listeners wrote in and asked us to send them, you know, exactly the wording that she puts on her psychic billboard. So it's very interesting. And she wrote in a follow-up to that, so I'd like to read that now, and maybe we can talk a little bit about the psychic billboard, Ron. Hello, I am writing back in with my findings after running the psychic billboard as follows for about a week. In remove, each section, in case you're not familiar with it, is you can remove something from your billboard and add something. And there's within that there are three parts, the past, present, and future. So she's removing, I am a target for the dark, and she's replacing it with, I am strictly in the now. I admit no energy and present no thought forms for engagement. This has been a fascinating experiment. As Ron said when he discussed this, since people read you like a newspaper, you want to be a newspaper with no print on it. This is exactly how it felt running the clearing. I was able to be out in the world and be invisible. This invisibility allowed me to fly under the radar of whatever was happening around me, and so to have much more maneuverability and freedom within myself. When I first started listening to Creation Lightship, I remember hearing Ron say that when you are at peace, the world can be going to hell in a handbasket and you won't be affected. I could not imagine how that could be. Now that I have been running clearings for close to 2 years, I do understand this. Running this version of the psychic billboard was a big assist for me in accessing internal peace, irrespective of circumstance. Thank you.
Wonderful. That's great.
Yes, I know. That's very interesting. So I'm going to read again what she put in there, because people were asking us. Her remove is, I am a target for the dark, and replace with, I am strictly in the now. I admit no energy and present no thought forms for engagement. And I'm guessing, she didn't say, but that she puts them in past, present, and future. Probably the same thing. So that's a great idea.
I would say so. Very good.
Yeah, and I'll keep that. So, and we're getting more requests for rooms that people want to visit. And let's see. Okay, the person that wrote in about electricity, well, and actually I don't know if it's the same person. Someone else wrote in. Dirty energy comes through wall sockets, smart meters, etc. And I guess brings us radiation, or we also have radiation. So using foil over it can help. It's not 100%, but it helps a great deal. I have tested it. Foil on walls, too. My neighbor has a smart meter, and it gives me a double whammy. See, I don't even know what a smart meter is. I guess they're electricity meter.
Yeah, that's what I understand. They put them on your house so that they can detect somewhere how much electricity you use. So it transmits, you know, the data to somebody. I don't know if they need to have maybe a truck around your house if they drive by, and then the meter, you know, is read some way, you know, instead of the guy coming to your house like they used to do and write down the information, you know. Well, that's what a smart meter is.
Oh.
Yeah, there's been a lot of controversy about that.
I know that, yes, and they just drive by and it picks it up electronically. I totally remember that now. Okay. Yes, I never thought of that before, that that would be emitting a lot of electricity. Okay, well, I have another testimonial here, Ron, for one of your new healings, the black mist fog that we also talked about last night. I ran the black mist fog while visiting Baltimore, Maryland. The locals I talked to said how fortunate I was that they were having unusually mild and a cooler summer weather right now. Apparently, it's usually very hot and humid and rains there a lot in August. So she feels she cleared that, you know, off weather pattern with the black mist clearing.
Oh, that's good.
I'm going to guess she was doing, you know, maybe gray skies and Earth Protect and a few others too, but that's wonderful.
Very, very good.
Yes. Okay, do you want to keep going, Ron, with a few more things, or do you want to go to the light ship now?
Let's do a few more things here, and
okay.
Then we'll go to the light ship. So we could probably do 5 minutes here.
Okay.
Or something like that.
Okay. Someone had a request. Could you possibly, sometime in the future, put some more packages together of healings that are like the Body Jumpstart and the Prosperity Jumpstart?
I don't know what they could enter in what they might like to have for a bundle. I don't know, so.
Okay. Right. I know, you know, you have an awful lot to do, Ron, and the I think the website already takes up a lot of your time, but, you know, that might be a nice thing. Okay. The other thing that a listener wrote in that they thought would be helpful when you're getting hit with, you know, a lot of timeline energy like today would be the Earth gridline, Earth cording gridline, I should call it. Could you talk about that one, Ron? And if it's possible for us to have a sample of it, that would be great.
Yeah, the Earth gridline. So, yeah, here we go. See how your feet feel as you get disconnected from that energy. Here we go. So 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke.
Wow, thank you, Ron. And the other thing, one is the chakra alignment, but I thought maybe, well, I don't know, would it be a good idea to do a chakra alignment before we go to the light ship? Would we perhaps receive more of the healing in our bodies if we did that first?
Yeah, we could do that. So here we go. 1, 2, 3. There we go. So now we're going to do your heart chakra, moving that around. That looks pretty good. And throat chakra. That looks good. And third eye. Good. Oh, boy. Okay, and power chakra. Okay. And second chakra. Getting a little heavy. Okay. And first chakra. Okay, there we go. So, man. Let's go to the light ship, everybody. So you can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants if you like. And here we go. Going up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we'll first go into the room that has a hot tub. And maybe we have some requests there, so maybe you can mention that if we do, Anne. So here we go, going into the hot tub room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And do we have a request, Tandy?
We do. We have a request for the deer room.
Okay, deer room. So here we go. Deer room, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, next.
The dragon room.
Okay, here we go. Dragon room, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay.
The listener, even though you said it wouldn't really help with the prosperity necessarily, but it might be nice to go into a gold room and feel that energy.
Okay, sure. We can go into a gold room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay.
How about a silver room?
Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay.
Is there a room where people do, you know, like adjustments, like chiropractic type adjustments that we could go into?
We could try that. I don't see why not. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay.
And then how about that mud room, so, you know, we could have a facial?
Okay, going to go into the mud. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke.
Okay, let's see. I really enjoyed that visit we did recently to the beach, so we could kind of experience a nice beach and the ocean.
Okay. So I'll go to one of the water rooms here. So here we go with the beaches. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay.
Okay, I'm trying to think of another body. I always feel really great when we go to the centrifuge room.
Okay, this will be the last room, so centrifuge. This is where you want to release just maybe stubborn situations that you're dealing with in your body. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and the room is spinning, so stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. Coming back from the light ship, everybody. So coming back down, and I'll count from 5 to 1. Animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are with you. Coming down, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, there we go. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, I feel like I have a new body. That was wonderful. I would love to hear from people if they noticed what they noticed when we went into that chiropractic room. That'll be very interesting. So a listener wrote in, and thank you very much, that we can clear EMF radiation in 2 different clearings, Ron, that you have on the website, the location space clearing and the personal object activation. It's an option on both of those menus. So thank you very much, listener, for reminding us all of that, and that's a wonderful idea. Okay.
Great.
Yeah. Someone was asking, Ron, if we could have when you bring in the 12 source energies, and it's such a wonderful experience, but I just want people to know that they're saying, can you do that again soon? You can experience that anytime by going to Ron's website. Again, it's creationlightship.com. And on the right-hand side of the home page, there's a link to BBS Radio, and there's a link to CTR Radio. There's a little box there. When you click on that, it's going to bring you to a list of, I think, 25 or 30 shows that Ron did, and just keep scrolling down, and one of them is 12 Source Energies. So you could listen to that later tonight if you like. You can listen to that any time, as I understand it, Ron. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Uh-huh.
Right. So we're not saying we would never do it right on this show. We might when the time is right, but meantime, you don't have to wait because you can go there and that energy will always come through for you. And it's a great experience.
That's correct.
Right. Okay. So, yeah, thank you, listener, for that question. And then, you know, we're now able to alert people to that. Okay. The other request we had, Ron, was that, again, back to when we're being hit with some powerful timelines, could you perhaps do a sample of some parallel life removal, like, you know, take us off of a parallel life on a cloned planet or a cloned Earth?
To think of one of your addictions that you may have. Could be, you know, anything. You know, maybe, you like those potato chips at 2 in the morning watching TV or something or whatever. So just think of something that maybe you're eating, or, you know, that maybe it's not too good for you, but the aliens love it. Or maybe it's just some type of thing that you do every day. That maybe you're addicted to coffee, for instance, and you got to have maybe 3 cups a day, and you'd like to get part of that addiction released. You only want to have 2 cups, and you've been trying and trying. And so we'll do that here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Just see if that helps you. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. Yeah, thank you. How could that not help? With it helping us all be more in our bodies and more present on the CLS Now timeline of light. That's where we all want to be. Okay, so people are writing in again about electricity, Ron. They're, I guess, referring to that smart meter. It emits high numbers of electromagnetic pulse beaming synthetic, it microwaves, basically, and it comes through walls. And it should be around 50 or less to not, I guess, volts or something, way they measure electricity, in order to not affect our health, but those are as high as 2,000 coming through. This also comes from cell towers and antennas, and this dirty electricity goes through our bodies and makes us sick. So I guess dirty electricity is microwaves.
Okay.
Someone said maybe Graham Stetzer filters plugged into the wall could help and redirect that outside of the house. And then they say, talking about odd harmonics, it's everywhere. So thank you. That little more information is very helpful. And I guess I have heard that people use different things to help them with, blocking the electrical energy. There are things people wear. There are things they put on their computers. And I guess things you can put in the walls, too. You've talked about foil before protecting us, Ron.
Yeah.
I even know someone that puts foil on their chest, and they, because that's where they get attacked in their heart chakra, and they feel like that cuts a lot of it off.
Yeah, that could help you. Uh-huh.
Okay.
So what people have done, and this is effective, Lowell's sells a product for water heaters, and it's a silver insulation. It's maybe a quarter of an inch thick. It has like little diamond patterns on it. It's Mylar, so it's very light, and I think it comes in a I can't remember. Maybe it's a 50-foot roll. They're I think about maybe 3 foot high, approximately, maybe 4 foot high. And if somebody knows the name of that, you might type it in. I don't have it handy, but Lowe's has it. I think it's about $40, I think. But you can't go, if you ask for insulation at Lowell's, and even hardware stores carry it. But if you ask them, you know they may send you over to the stuff for walls. This is different. And it's Mylar and it's silver and it seems to work. So if you're having situations, you may want to place that, above your headboard, or maybe on the wall where your head faces at night. Some people have actually made like a tent of it. They put it over their bed. So you have to be kind of creative. You could put it maybe on the floor underneath your bed. I've had people even take it and they would put it in their hat sometimes if they're wearing a hat. So, but anyway, it does work. And you may just want to, give it a try. So you might get the name of it if somebody has tried it and used it. It does help. It may take away, quite a bit of the stuff coming to you. And, whether it's alien or not, it does help. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. The same listener wrote in again. With a great suggestion, people could also clear the meter number on the natal barcode removal clearing and the alien keyword intercept. That's a great idea.
Yes, uh-huh.
Any numbers connected to you in your life are good to clear on both of those clearings. So, yes, thank you very much for that. And we have some people writing in about the trip to the lightship tonight. Somebody says, what a great night of healings. I turned my neck in the end, and it popped back into place on the lightship. Wonderful. So that might be that chiropractic room.
Very possible.
Right. Somebody else wrote in, feeling great after the lightship trip tonight. A big thank you. Feel wonderful, all clean, radiant, and buffed up. Thanks.
That's good.
That's probably from that facial.
Yeah.
And one more. Oh, the name of the attack protection insulating material Ron is talking about is Reflectix. And
that's
spelled,
it. That's it.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's spelled Reflectix.
Thank you, whoever sent that in. Maybe we could send that out to people if they need that.
Right. Well, anytime if somebody wants information we talked about on the show, I think they know they're welcome to send us an email during the week. And
In fact, since the person sent that in, maybe you could say how much it helped, percentage-wise or something. So that would be nice.
Right. But I assume this person's using it if they know about it, so that would be nice. and like how they used it. Does it come, is it like what you can buy when you're camping, Ron, and it's like a blanket?
No, it's thicker. It's kind of spongy when you touch it. And it has a bunch of little patterns on it. And it does reflect, quite nicely. And it's Mylar. So I guess the inside of the plastic is plastic, and the inside has this coating on it. And its initial design is to put around water heaters. So if you are looking to buy it and you go to a store, they may not, you have to ask for water heater insulation. And that's what it is. It's really thin, like maybe a fourth of an inch. So, but that name would help out greatly. You're just telling the person what it is. Maybe you could Google that name at your, or call up your hardware store and say, do you have this, this product in stock?
Right, and that would be less discussion. You could just hopefully just look it up and not have to get into too much conversation with the person in the store.
Yeah.
Okay, so somebody... actually, the same person, thank you so much, listener, wrote in, the 12 source energies on the CTR archives is the 1st of January, 2013. So I guess you did that on New Year's Day, Ron. I remember that now. So January 1st, 2013. And that should be easy for everyone to find. They're all, all those shows are labeled, and the title tells you exactly what the show's about. So she wrote in, sorry, it's January 2nd. Okay, so it wasn't New Year's Day, it was the day after. Okay, and say the name again, please. And yes, I can. It's Electrics, but let me spell it again. Sorry, I just have to get back there. Give me a second. Here comes REFLECTIX. Hopefully I was enunciating there. I said that. So, Ron, when you did that, the parallel life clearing, did you sort of bring us back from a cloned planet? Is that what you were doing? Do you remember?
Yeah, everything that's parallel life is cloned planets. So everything and everything past life and parallel life that you tune into will be a cloned planet because naturally the light only works in the now. So if you have a memory of anything, that memory is going back and connecting to an issue that you had. And the issues are only programmed by the darkness. So whenever you have anything happening, that's why if you've ever been at my lectures, workshops, and I have one coming up the middle of October in New York, whenever I do those, I do the a decloning process, and I make people real. And all of a sudden, aches and pains will leave them. They may see better. They may have different colored hair slightly. Maybe they'll lose some weight. Might get taller. The clothes can change on them, too. It can get brighter. And overall, they're here. Remember, you're only here 3 hours a month. So I manually bring you back here by taking away the cloned replicas because somehow the alien just can't have you disappear. They need you. So after all of the issues are over, when I do that process, then you're being taken off of the alien parallel life timelines on cloned planets. Whether it's a cloned Earth, I don't know. You could be somewhere else. But we'll just make it simple and say you're on a cloned Earth planet. Well, once all these get taken away, then, you would be on a cloned Earth because you're not disappearing when I do the clearing. If you're somewhere else, then you disappear for a few times. So I just count the numbers And normally I go up to maybe 150 maximum, I think. 120 is probably pretty average, I think. And then make people real, and then you're back here as your real, true self. Your physical body becomes real. Where before that, you were a cloned hologram attached to your bone structure. So I guess they make your bones compatible to the cloned bodies. And I'm doing that on the different programs now. I'll be doing it on the Thursday calls, is making people real. So if you're interested in having that done, that happens. You could probably hold the energy I would say 3 days to maybe a week. What kicks you off of that is when people push your buttons and you get put back into fear, anxiety, or some type of emotion. So if you're not put into emotions, then voila, you're going to stay that way. In fact, maybe somebody could write in right now, if they can do it quickly, because we still have about 3 minutes to go here, if they were on the Thursday call, and if they still feel human, the same that they did on Thursday. So you're looking at basically 3 days. So it would be interesting to see. 2 days for sure, it depends where you are time-wise, We'll just say 2 days. So we'll just see. Maybe they could input that. Maybe say still feel real from the Thursday call on today's Saturday or something. And when you're real, then you have all your inspiration and you have more insight. And then you really see clones. If you want to really see clones, become real. And then they stand out like a sore thumb. And you look at them. I shouldn't say that, but we don't want to have a sore thumb. But anyway, back to you.
Yes, Ron, that making us human was so powerful last Thursday, and I really look forward to having that again. I felt like I had a pretty powerful few days there. I'm not sure exactly how long it lasted, but I'd like it to last all the way till next Thursday. That would be the ideal thing.
Yes.
Someone has a question. Do you have any suggestions for those of us who fall asleep during the light shift trips?
No, that's normal. So just know that, you're probably getting an additional healing because of that. Don't beat yourself up if you're not, being able to stay awake, So that's perfectly fine.
Right, and what you can do... Right. What you can do is listen to the archive. The wonderful BBS people will probably have that up tomorrow morning. And you can re-listen to the show, and I guarantee you'll get more out of it, and you'll hear more. And even though you won't actually go to the light ship on the archive, you can hear the rooms we went to. And that might give you some insight and clarity into what, kind of things got healed for you.
Yes.
And then you'll experience a lovely peace energy, because I've listened to... many of the Saturday archives. And, at first I used to think, I don't want to listen to the Saturday night archive because I can't go to the light ship. But really, it's very nice to listen to them.
Oh, I guess our show's coming to an end. We're at 5 after here. So here we go, everybody. You're going to be getting into the peace energy, doing the mind-to-heart drop that you should all know unless you're a newbie. So here we go, mind-to-heart drop. So we're commanding your spirit to take the thoughts inside of your head and drop them into your heart. And so that's, you're waking it up that way. And now you're going to tell it what you want to do, which is that. And here we go, dropping down. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Here we go, everybody. So blessings. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, everybody. And we'll see you later. Thank you for the people or the person who wrote in about the reflective foil.
Yes, so, and everyone who wrote in tonight. Thank you, and thank you, Ron.
Hey, bye, everybody. Blessings.
Bye.